ChatGPT is here, so how do students feel about it? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the American Association of Colleges and Universities, and today on the Academic Minute, Thomas Minella, associate professor of biology at Western New England University, finds out.
ChatGPT and similar AI platforms are generative artificial intelligence chatbots that can respond to a wide variety of prompts in a comprehensive way. The explosive rate of ChatGPT adoption and its potential for improper use by students has taken higher education by surprise. In a recent study, I familiarized my students with ChatGPT, provided them with guidelines for its use, citing, and fact-checking, and I then measured if student usage of ChatGPT improved their performance on college writing assignments and surveyed students to determine their perceptions of this tool. My findings break down into the good, the bad, and the ugly. The good. Fewer than 25% of students use ChatGPT for their writing assignments, even when allowed and encouraged to do so. Also, there was no difference in student grade performance between students who used ChatGPT and students who didn't. The bad. More and more students are familiar with ChatGPT. Over 90% would consider using AI on future writing assignments, and over 80% believe that this tool should be allowed in the college classroom. The ugly. A shockingly high percentage of students view ChatGPT as, quote, a source of information and or, quote, a search engine. It is neither. Approximately 20 to 25% of the content that ChatGPT generates can be factually incorrect. As students move more rapidly towards using this tool, with or without their instructor's permission, education as an institution runs the risk of students learning bad habits on their own, misusing this technology and misunderstanding its strengths and weaknesses. It is in education's best interest to move rapidly to integrate ChatGPT into our classroom instruction, to coach students on its proper usage in guided and deliberate ways, and to prepare them for the AI future that is undoubtedly on the horizon.
That was Thomas Minella of Western New England University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, Advancing Liberal Learning and Research for the Public Good.